I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Today is the last day to comment on an environmental assessment report aimed at widening a portion of Interstate 25 between Monument and Castle Rock, known as the I-25 Gap. The proposed plan from the Colorado Department of Transportation looks at adding a designated toll lane in each direction. It's not something that sits well with El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller.
We're going to continue in El Paso County to push to lessen the restrictions on this managed lane by adding another unmanaged lane or by only managing it through HOV.
HOV stands for High Occupancy Vehicle, which encourages carpooling. CDOT says the express toll lane would always be a choice for drivers and would help improve traffic and drive times as well as safety. The El Paso County Clerk and Recorder's Office will be testing voting equipment today ahead of the June 26th primary. The Gazette reports the logic and accuracy tests will evaluate ballot scanners and electronic voting machines. The equipment must correctly display ballots, record votes, and calculate results. Ballots will be mailed June 4th, and voters should receive them by June 8th. Ballots have already been mailed to about 1,500 voters living outside of the state. Any voter registered with a political party will receive a ballot for that party's primary. Unaffiliated voters will receive ballots for both party primaries, but they must choose and return only one in order for their vote to count. This is 91.5 KRCC News.